Under the state's current claims bill process, the most a state or local government-run entity can compensate victims or their families is $200,000, no matter the initial amount agreed to by both parties. Senate Democratic leader Athenia Joyner is the author of a claims bill totaling $1.8 million to further compensate the family of a former Florida State University football player. They already received $200,000 from the school.
This claims bill is filed on behalf of Wendy Smith and Dennis Darling Sr., the parents of Devon Darling, who collapsed and died while participating in preseason training at FSU back in 2001.
Joyner has filed this bill every year since 2010. It came close to passing in the recent session, but ultimately failed.
You know, as is customary, it appears in the legislature with in almost every bill. Sometimes you get a bill passed the first year, but more times than not, you have to file several years before you can get some of this, what you want. You know, lots of bills just don't get through the first time, and especially bills of this nature.
There is also a bill filed by Republican Senator Thad Altman, another repeater claims bill. The state would be required to pay more than $695,000 as part of a settlement reached between the Department of Transportation and the family of Cheryl Lynn Aversa. The 33-year-old doctor died after she was struck by an unsecured ladder on an FDOT truck on I-75. Another claims bill filed multiple times seeks to compensate Brian Pitts, a well-known outspoken Capitol gadfly. If an administrative law judge agrees Pitts was wrongly jailed years ago for practicing law without a license, he could be eligible to receive up to $7 million under the claims bill filed by Democratic Senator Oscar Brainin. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.